The following programme has been made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Hello, I'm Annie McCarthy-Thompson and I'm back here in Claycastle Recording Studios with the award-winning St. Raphael's Drama Group. They're all getting very excited today about recording episode 2, so I'm going to leave you sit back and enjoy this, and I will be catching up with them again a little later on.
Saturday night in the Delaney house. Mum Eleanor cooking her usual Saturday night fry.
Come on, Lance.
In a minute.
They like their fries in the Delaney house. Owen and Noel, the 17-year-old Delaney twins. Owen, he works out a lot.
I look good.
Noel, he works at finding out how things work.
Sorry, Mum.
Their big sister Nora, your average big sister.
Who took my phone?
Dad John, home from work.
I'm home.
And then there's Granddad, dreaming of days gone by. The Delaney household, an ordinary y'all family. In today's episode, new neighbour Tony won't open his door. Nora's big night at the disco is spoiled, and the twins' antics find them grounded.
Come on, Eleanor, I'm off to get the paper.
Okay, bye now. Keep an eye out for Missy.
I will, wherever she's gone to.
What? It has to be today, okay? I need it for tonight! Yeah, I can make that. Nora Delaney. Yes, you can. Bye.
What's up?
Not much. Just getting my hair done for the disco tonight.
Cool. Can I go?
No, it's over 18s only.
Come on!
No! Would you get out?
You're supposed to knock.
What are you doing?
Shh! I'm making banners. I dropped Mum to find out.
What for?
I could have fun with the neighbours.
Come on, Brendan. Here's the paper. Good morning, Christina. Come on, Brendan. Lovely day. It is. The house and no neighbours, eh? A new neighbour, do we? Oh, yes. It's one of the countess. And he can't talk, he's in a wheelchair. A wheelchair, is that right? I've called the commissar this morning, please. He doesn't speak at all. Oh, we must call around ourselves. And do what? Don't forget the neighbourhood watch meeting tonight. In our house. I'll be there. Bye now.
Hello, Noel. I love the gardening. To meet the new neighbour. He's one of the Collinses. So he got to disco tonight. A year or two young. I was gone, of course. I desperate new hair, too. It's brutal. Until I said so. As we got there.
Surprise!
Your pup won't get away with this. I'll be calling on the guards.
Your hair is so gorgeous, Nora.
Thanks.
Where did you get it done?
At the hairdresser today.
It must have cost you a fortune, did it?
No, I had a voucher.
Nora, your shoes. They are amazing. They're fabulous.
Thanks.
How in the name of God you dance in them?
I know now why they call them sitting down shoes.
Nora, is that your brother over there?
Where? I'll kill him! What the hell are you doing here?
What?
Hi, Owen. Looking good. How did you get in?
I turned the window in back.
Wow, deadly. We'd pay yours to get in, didn't we, Nora?
Oh my God, Elaine, would you shut up?
What? I'm only saying, like.
Bouncer! Security! Bouncer! Patty! Come here! This is my brother Owen and he's only 17!
How to go, right? You shouldn't be here. Like to swear. Follow me.
Where are you?
I'm in big trouble.
Me too!
Come on, let's get upstairs fast.
Let's start then.
top of the agenda now is yesterday's breaking at Flevin's.
Disgraceful.
Shocking.
Desperate.
Life is so frightening now.
I don't know. Teresa can tell you a story or two from long ago. Scary ones. Frightening ones.
I was visiting a friend. It was a cold, dreary, windy night. And I decided to take a shortcut home. My mother was very strict about the time we were home, so I said, I'll take a chance up this dreary, dark road. There was an old fever hospital that was built on a site that had gone derelict, and while passing it, we used to all be spooked as children, but we took a chance. There used to be an old tree there that had no foliage on it, but while we were walking past it, while I was coming up towards it, I noticed that there was a light. So I decided, that doesn't look right. Maybe it is the electric light bulb. It wasn't, because there was no electricity there. So I proceeded to close my eyes and run. And I could feel the hair standing up in the back of my head. I was petrified. But I would rather have faced a ghost than face my mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
Hey, sorry I'm late, everybody. I just wanted to say first, no, it's dangerous to us all. You tried to kill me earlier. Two bangers at me. I nearly died.
What?
What?
I'll kill him.
We're so sorry.
Evening, Mr. Delaney.
Hello, Sergeant.
I've had a call about your Noel. Could I have a word, please?
Of course, come in.
I called you.
You're having a meeting?
We are, Sergeant. Liverpool Watch.
You're very good.
Boys, get down here.
Yeah?
Arrest him, Sergeant.
Leave this to me now, please, Mrs. Broderick. Noel, you know tricks are not so funny when you're at the receiving end. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, Sergeant, I'm sorry.
Now, this is a warning to you. Any more tricks like the one you play today, and I'll have to take serious action. But on this occasion, I believe, if you are truly sorry, you can make it up to Mrs. Broderick some other way. Is there some way Noel can make it up to you, Mrs. Broderick?
Oh, well, my garden is full of weeds. Noel could help me with that. Noel could get rid of the weeds for me.
Noel would be delighted to help you, wouldn't you, Noel?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Miss Broderick.
I just get that.
Yeah, I'll be off too, John. Delighted you're having your meeting. With the recent break-ins and robberies, we need to keep an eye out for each other. Good luck to all.
Hello, Freddy.
Sorry I'm late for the meeting. I was working at the disco. Hello, Ganon.
Hi.
How was the disco, Nora?
Oh! Why don't you ask Owen, seeing he was there?
What?
Oh, yeah. He snuck in, ma'am.
You didn't do that, Owen, did you?
He broke in through the back window, and it was so embarrassing.
This is not fair. I'm nearly 18.
Yeah, you're not 18. Not.
You broke in.
Everyone was looking. I was mortified. And me with my new hairdo and everything. I'm going to my room.
Right, that's enough. You're grounded, Owen. You too, Noel.
It's more of a... As bad as your brother.
Apologise to everyone here and go to your room.
Sorry.
We are really sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, let's get back to the meeting.
Who is it this time? Oh, so you must be the new neighbour.
No, it's the new neighbour. He didn't like us calling earlier.
No, he roared at us. What kind of a neighbour have we?
No. You've all got it wrong. Hello, Tony. Oh, I missed you. Everybody, this is Tony. He's a Collins. Lived in America for years. Was travelling for days. Plane got delayed. He's exhausted. And he wanted to sleep all day.
Oh, Mr. Collins, I'm so sorry for waking you.
I'm sorry for waking you too.
Okay, kid.
Cake, you're very kind.
Well, Mr. Collins, on behalf of the Windmill Lane residents, we'd like to welcome you back.
And so, another Saturday in the Delaney household comes to an end. Tune in next week when John and Christy go fishing and land a strange catch. Christina has a shocking encounter in her shop. and learner driver Tony becomes an accidental hero.
Okay, we're here now for the second episode of The Delaneys down in Claycastle Studio. And I have Eleanor Rivers and Julie Sharkey here with me, writer-directors. Guys, how did you prepare for this particular episode?
I guess the characters of the yeah, I suppose a lot of the characters, you know, they're based a little bit around the actual characters of the actors. So while we were improvising and working and playing around with episode one, they naturally started to develop and we kind of naturally had a lot of exciting ideas about, you know, which way they might go.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose you get the real sense from the beginning, for example, with the twins, that they are full of crack and devilment. So I suppose we would have improvised around the idea of that and
yeah,
what,
that's what I was
kind
wondering.
Of stuff they might have got up to, which is where those two scenes or the two scenes of this episode will have come from. Guess, yeah.
And how about as well for warm-ups? Because I noticed you were doing some warm-ups here with them as well. Talk to us about the warm-ups that you do with them.
Well, we do. I suppose it's kind of a new enough thing, the vocal side of stuff. We would have always done a bit of it maybe when we were preparing for a show or performance, but it's so different with the radio. So, and the recording session is in the morning, bright and early, so a lot of us are still a bit sleepy-headed. So it's good to we do lots of yawning and opening it up and
loosening up
humming
the vocal
and yeah, all of this.
Opening up the chest. I mean, it's that time of year as well where people are kind of tend to be a bit kind of husky and the old cold is going around. So it's a really good thing just to kind of open up the passages and shout. And it's good for the quieter people too, just to make them less shy about really pumping up the volume, you know, when we're actually recording.
Excellent. Now listen, guys, we're going to have we had a good listen to the recording there now as well.
Yeah.
And tell me, did you enjoy it?
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
You were very, very good. And two twins, tell me, you've been up to mischief again in this one.
Yeah.
Do you get up to mischief like that?
Sometimes.
Do you? But I bet you don't make bangers, though, do you? And throw them
no,
at your neighbours?
Really.
No. How about you, Owen? Do you break into discos?
Yeah.
Only in the play, I hope. Listen, guys, you've all been absolutely fantastic again. Did you enjoy it, Tony? You did. I think you did. I could see you there, Tony, and you were really getting involved in the part, weren't you? I think you were really, really enjoying it. Listen, well done to you all again, and we look forward to next week. I think a big clap again for all of you. Well done.
The Delaneys Behind the Mic was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme. Presented by Eileen McCarthy-Thompson. Starring the clients and staff of St. Raphael's Centre. Written by the St. Raphael's Drama Group with Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Directed by Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. A Community Radio Yaw production.